Your relationship with the Lord is what counts. Something the Lord has been also emphasizing on relationship for quite a few months now is that it begins at home. I've been ministering to people that are having home meetings and such. The most important thing you can do is minister in your home, minister to your family. The husband ministering to the wife and to the kids, and the wife ministering. That's important. You want to get out and have a ministry with other people? It starts in the home. There won't ever be a ministry the other way without it beginning in the home. And I find that too often such a separation between the husband and the wife, and that's not good. It's not good. And with the kids, what's wrong with the kids? Christian kids, and they're not coming into the things of the Lord. What does it say over there in Proverbs? Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Is that the way it goes? Yeah, that's the way it goes. What does it mean? Train him up in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from that. And my gosh, people send them off to Sunday school to get trained up in the way they should go and leave the home out into the world. Well, we don't understand how God talks. Get rid of that word old and put mature in there. Train up a child until he is mature. Learns how to walk with God. Got a relationship with the Lord. Then he won't be straying off. Whose responsibility is that? Us parents. It's our responsibility. Boy, you know, the kids aren't moving in what they should. Don't blame somebody else. It comes right here at home. But listen, you can say, well, I know that I'm supposed to have a revelation of what God wants to do, you know, for my wife and for my kids. So you start praying. Lord, I just pray for my wife. Pray for my kids. You do that and you get the horse before the cart. Start seeking the Lord and let him to show you what he wants them to be. If you don't have a revelation of what they are in God's heart, what are you going to pray for? What is it going to be? Come on, here's a problem that we have. We don't take the time and the work and agonize before God and say, what are they supposed to be? Now, I not only have to do that for my wife, my kids, my family, my spiritual family, for you guys. I can't minister to you unless I know who you are in the Lord. I said, God, show me, what is this person supposed to be? And once I know that, and I can go to work in ministering that, you see. Begins at home. Begins at home. You remember the time that Paul and Silas was in jail? And they're worshiping, and there's an earthquake, and the door flies open, and they come out. And of course, Roman law was, if the jailer loses a prisoner, he dies. Mm-hmm. He's scared, man. And Paul's like, hey, wait a minute, we're still here. He starts talking to him. Well, the guy's, what must I do to be saved? You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and your household. God's interested in households, most particularly his household. You get in his household and I tell you what, you got God's interest at heart. But believe for your household. remind God, God, you said that I'd be saved and my household. Sometimes you have to remind God what He said. And God, you don't lie. I know that. And this is what you said. And do like Isaiah talks about. What is it? It's chapter 62. Give Him no rest. You ever had God to keep you up nights talking to you? Keep Him up some nights. Give Him no rest until He makes your household established, a praise in the earth. We just don't believe for enough. Well, work on all my problems. Your problems have got nothing to do with it. Your limitation. Let God be God and keep your limitations out of the way and your problems out of the way and enter into a relationship. I tell you, it's available. I like the way he talks about his kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's right there. It's at hand. Move into it.